Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? What up, everybody? You know who it is. It's your boy, Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. What does that abbreviate? What is that enunciation? S-O-A-R. What does S-O-A-R mean? That means you got a sword, baby, no matter what you done or what you have been through. Life's about making your dreams come true. So whatever it is that you're going through, whatever, what kind of day you had, what kind of life you've had up to this point, just know that you can always change. The only thing consistent in this world is change. Yeah, that's right. Not the change in your pocket, but the change that can go up in your mind, in your head, if you allow yourself to go over to the next level. So once again, Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully. Today is November 19th, approximately 11 a.m. And what it is a great day outside. The sun is shining, but it's still kind of cold. So, you know, you might just need some shorts and a hoodie, because right now it is about 48 degrees in Lubbock, Texas. We got a high of 57. And a low of 34. So, just like I just said, either you want some shorts and you want a hoodie. Hey, if you get cold up top and hot down below, so just wear some shorts, put some socks and shoes on, put on a hoodie. That's how we do it down here in Texas, and we good. If you're going to class, go ahead and just put that hoodie on. Put your tech hoodie on, or if you're in college or high school, put your school hoodie on, put on some shorts and some shoes. And, you know, most people like to put on the J's nowadays. Put you on some J's, and you good. And the sun is out, so if you want to wear your shades, go ahead, put on some shades for the babes. You know what I mean? No, I'm just playing. But, yeah, man, it's a great day. I'm actually live out of Super 8 in Lubbock, Texas, off of I-26, off of I-27. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm live. And today, I got Brian Duncan. He's a KMAC News TV sports analyst down here for KMAC. He's supposed to be calling in, so I'm just waiting on his phone call. We're going to hear about the great things that he has going on in his life. And he's a former Texas Tech Red Raider as well, middle linebacker, number 57, straight up out of Louisiana. And a great guy, great humble guy, spiritual guy. Positive influence on the community. He's done wonderful things for the community. He was a great impact on the Texas Tech football team, and I want to get his input on the Texas Tech season, because it was this season is kind of rocky. It's not over yet, but it's not going the way we expected. But you know what they say, ride or die, baby. Keep your guns up no matter what. If you're a true fan, stay rocking with us. If not, you'll be back once we start winning. But it's all right. But until Mr. Duncan calls in, I got something that I want to talk to you about. All right. Why you want to do that? Yeah. Why you want to do that? Yeah. Today is Wednesday, so that's my theme for today. Why you want to do that Wednesday? All right. You got your partner with you, right? You guys going down the street, or you got your girl, with you. So you ride down the street. You guys having a good conversation, or you and your partner, rolling down the street, having a good conversation. You know what people do, laughing, giggling. Then somebody eating some candy, roll down the window and throw a wrapper out the window, and you look over. Why you want to do that? Know if the police was behind us, we would get $100 fine. Why you want to do that? Like, you know, that's littering. We got animals, we got birds, we got everything that's out there in the nature, and you want to throw a wrapper outside the car just so they can eat it and then it eventually die. Why you want to do that? I mean, you're putting somebody's life in danger. So why you want to do that? Same thing in life. You know what I'm saying? Have you guys ever seen this movie called Menace to Society? Now, this is for our youth, right? Menace to Society. It's a film, I want to say, it was directed by the Hughes brothers. They're two twins. And I want to say Tupac actually got in a fight with those guys. Oh, during one movie. I can't really remember the movie. But there's a reason why I'm saying this. Keith, so stay with me. Menace to Society was shot by the Hughes brothers. And the beginning of the movie, it starts with two guys walking into a convenience store. One name is Old Dog, and one dude's name is Kane. So they walking into this convenience store, right? So they're not even old enough to buy alcohol, but they going in there to buy alcohol anyway. I want to say that about Kane, I think, is 18, maybe 17, and Old Dog is still a minor. He was about 16. But anyways, these guys, and let me tell you, it's based out of California. I want to say Compton or Watts, one of them. But these two guys, teenagers, go inside of a convenience store. So as they go in the convenience store, they go straight to the 40s. They go straight to the 40s. Then, so Kane wants to, I guess he was really thirsty, so he starts drinking his while they're in line. But while they're getting these 40s and Kane drinking his, and Old Dog is about to pay with his money, and the dude says, hurry up and buy. Now, we all know, especially we got the Ferguson stuff going on right now. We all know about the Trayvon Martin. We all know that, like, when you got young inner-city kids going into convenience stores, lately it's just not been cool. We got in the Ferguson case, Mike Brown has stole some cigarettes or whatnot. Then you had Trayvon Martin. He just went to go buy some candy, you know, and then just walked home. Nothing on him or nothing like this. But, and let me tell you, maybe the reason why people think of us like this is because of a movie that was made back in the day. But it was made back in the day, you know, this gave these people a perception of us. But I'm going to get into it in a minute. But, okay, dude says hurry up and buy, right? So Old Dog gets mad and throws, he's like, what you say? He was like, hurry up and buy. He don't want no trouble. So dude hurry up and buys, right? So they're walking out of the store. So then the dude makes a comment saying, I feel sorry for your mother. So everybody knows. Growing up, you don't talk. You could say anything about us, about our girlfriend, about our cousins, or anything about our father or whatnot. You know, just don't talk about our mom. You know what I mean? It don't matter. You just don't talk about our mom or our girlfriend. So he's like, feel sorry for your mother. Long story short, Old Dog said, what you said about my mom? Shot him. Boom. Kane, who was drinking his 40, walking out of the store, drops the 40. Old Dog not only shot him, but then he starts shooting him over the counter. Then once he shot him, killed him, robbed him for his money, took the videotape and went on. Okay, Kane, oh yeah, why you want to do that? Kane about to graduate high school. No, he did graduate high school in the store with the minor. You know, so this is what I'm talking about. Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to put somebody else's life in jeopardy? Why do you want to mess up somebody else's life? So if you're the positive one, you got big dreams, but you're trying to stay real, you're trying to stay loyal to your community, so you might have a friend that might not be involved in the same positivity as you, but y'all grew up together, so you just want to stay true, but he put you in a situation, and it brings the question, why do you want to do that? But let me ask you this, why do you want to stick around? Because, quote unquote, you know, there's a saying these days, snitches get stitches, right? Snitches get stitches. Right. Well, let me clear something up for you guys. That's a thug gangster selling drugs thing right there. If me and you selling drugs and we get caught and they catch me, yes, I'm not going to snitch because that's the code. If I'm not one of those two, then I can snitch all the right I want. I don't really call it snitching. I call it being aware and taking care of my community and my society because at the end of the day, we trying to protect one another. You know what I'm saying? We trying to grow. We want our community to evolve. We want to eventually have our own stores, you know, our own car lots, our own education system, you know what I mean? So people talking about snitches get stitches. I mean, I don't really call it snitching. If you come into my neighborhood trying to mess up my neighborhood and trying to take away stuff from my neighborhood, that's good. So miss me with that. So why you want to do that? Why you want to do that? I don't know, man. I really don't get it. I really don't think it's cool. And you know, you got these guys that's out here. You got these guys that's great at sports. That's great at sports. That's excelling. And then you got these guys that's great in school. It's great with art. You know, that's great with that. But then in the midst of going up in these areas, you're going to get involved with some people that's not really doing the right activity. That's going to put those kids that's doing great things in the community, you know, because they're friends. Yes, they're going to stick together. But one kid might be on a straight path. One kid might be on a negative path. You see it all the time in movies. Like, you got the Biggie Smalls. You can go back to Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls was the one doing rapping, and his friend was the one doing the trapping. But they both got in trouble doing the trapping. But the dude who was originally got Biggie Smalls and took the trapping, took the fall, and that's when Biggie Smalls went and did what he had to do, and he ended up being one of the great influences in the hip-hop industry. And then, like, 9 times out of 10, that it goes hand-in-hand with the sports world as well. You got Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson got caught doing in a bowling alley when he was in high school, getting into an altercation because his name was the biggest name in there, but he was in there with some of his friends who was involved in some negative activity. But Allen Iverson was the one who ended up taking the rap for it because that's the main name that the person knows. They got into the altercation. Same thing with Randy Moss that I talked about yesterday. Randy Moss, walking through a high school, they had a hallway named in their school, which was called Redneck Valley or Redneck Alley or something like that. And whoever walked through that aisle, they was gonna give a hard time to get to walk through there. So Randy Moss, already being the number one receiver in the country, one of his friends walks through there, and somebody approached him talking about, you called him an N-word and you deserve to die. So then he goes and gets Randy Moss. Randy Moss goes and was like, well, okay, I'm gonna stand here with you, but I'm not going to do nothing. If things get too out of hand, then I'm going to step in. But long story short, things got out of hand. Randy Moss said he did stop the dude 2 times, but after that was it. But the media and everything, but the school blew it up to where it was only Randy Moss. Messed that kid life up. Prolonged his collegiate career for two and a half, maybe 3 years. So then that's why he originally went to Florida State, ended up getting into some more trouble. And then that's when he ended up, his last call was to Marshall. So you never know. So you never know what's really going on in these kids' lives. You never know. So it's just like, why you want to do that? So if I'm with my partners and we going out to like a party or something, and I see him sell some drugs, I'm like, why you want to do that? So now the question is, why do I want to still stick around if I know I got big dreams and I got big goals that I really want to achieve? Because sometimes it's like when I ask myself that, it's like, why do I want to stick around? Because I'm like, man, I know I'm going to make it. I know I'm going to be big. But then I don't want people to call me a sellout. I don't want people to say I turned my back on them. I don't want people to think that, you know, I think I'm better than everybody else. Yeah, we come from the same area, so now I don't talk to you once I got to my next level. So now it's going to make me seem like a sellout. But now at the end of the day, you're not really a sellout. You just try to make them better by cutting them off, by understanding that you can't do what you used to do because what comes with great power comes great responsibility. The more you have, the more responsibility that you have. If you're the one in the hood, let's put it like this. Just some majority of times you got the D-boys in the hood that's selling drugs, but reason why they don't get caught by the police or some people don't quote-unquote snitch on them, telling them that they actually know who's selling the drugs is because they have a responsibility. They don't really have a responsibility, but if they smart, they handle it like this. Yes, they're selling drugs, but they also give back to the community, which people kind of understand that they don't fight it. So what they do is these drug people end up being in the hood, and then they give people jobs. They set up trap houses, like, oh, we're going to pay your rent, don't you let us run out of your house. Or we're going to take credit union, or we're going to throw some events for the youth. So, you know, to keep everybody happy. But at the same time, they're selling everybody drugs, but which means they tearing everybody down. So it's like, why you want to do that? But if you're the one with that person, why do I want to keep putting myself in a situation? It's because I want to stay loyal. It's when I want to stay down. Most people say I'm a quote-unquote rent, a real N-I-G-G-A. But I'm going to tell you what, a real N-I-G-G-A is somebody who don't put themselves in that predicament. And once they do, then they realize that, man, I can't put myself in this because me being here with you ain't going to get my mom out the hood. Me being here with you, it's going to have me locked up behind bars. Me being here with you is going to cause somebody else to outwork me. Or me being with you, or me being with you is going to leave me broke. You know? So why you want to do that? What's taking a step further is, why do I want to stick around? Why do I want to stick around Wednesday? Why? Why? Is it because is my success based on what you think of me? No, I don't think so. Is my success based on what my mom thinks of me? No, I don't think so. Is my success depending on my hard work? Yes. Nothing or nobody will put you on. Only your hard work will put you on. You can know all the right people, but if you don't work hard, they ain't going to want to do nothing with you. You got these celebrities who have kids that they celebrities won't even help get out because they ain't even working hard. You got to work hard, build your core first, get you a firm foundation, and then that's when somebody will try to help put you on. But you eventually will put yourself on because it's your hard work that's actually putting you on. You feel me? It's your hard work that's actually putting you on. So whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through right now, just continue to work hard. Yesterday on my show, I was talking about the bird. Talking about the bird flying against the wind. While the bird flying against the wind, it was so hard, the bird couldn't move forward because the wind was coming too fast. But once the bird decided to elevate its game, which means to fly up over the wind, you know, to go up a little higher, which might take a little bit more effort. But once it got over that big thing of wind that's going up against it, then it got over it, and then that's when it started to soar. And that's when life started to get a little easier for him. So which means you got to elevate your game. You got to elevate it. Got to elevate the game. Now I got Stephen Ivey. This guy is an uplifting guy. He's a youth pastor. He's about to call into my show. He's gonna hit you guys with a positive word. That's how I'm trying to elevate my show. Because I eventually want my own show. Where you tune in, you got music going, you got uplifting messages. No matter what you've done during that day, once you listen to Soar Radio, oh, you inspired, baby. You inspired. No matter what, you got it. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. So why you want to do that? Or why do I want to stay? Man, it's hard. We both know it's hard to leave somebody. It's hard to leave. Like if you're in a relationship and you know it's not right, but you can't go because you're comfortable. You feel like that person knows you, so you feel like you can't go nowhere because some part of you don't want to be alone. Part of you don't want to date. Part of you is just done with it, but your relationship is just not healthy. So it makes you feel like that you don't want to go nowhere. Why? Why you want to be like that? Because it's hard. It's hard, right? Yeah, I know it's hard. But if you are in an unhealthy relationship, just take a step back. Take a step back and realize who you really are, what you really want, and where you really want to go. Is this person on the same page, or is this person on a different page? Why you want to stay? Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to do that? It's okay. Once you decide to soar, if you want to keep that person in soar, then, man, more power to you. Keep going and soar. But if not, then you got to take a step back and be like, hey, you got to know what you're worth. You got to know what you're worth. Once you let go of something or forget something, you know, you couldn't imagine losing. But then if you keep working hard, you'll be able to get something that you couldn't imagine having. So if you can lose somebody, walk away from a relationship that you really didn't condone of, and you guys been together for 5 years, and you can see yourself without them, and you devastated after you guys broke up, but then you give it some time and rest, be with yourself, find out who you are, and then you end up getting a relationship. It's like, man, I never imagined being with somebody like that. It's just like in the workforce. You get fired from a job that you've been having for 8 years, and then you end up not having a job for 6 to 8 months. Then you get another job with more money, more flexible time with your family. Then it's like, man, I couldn't believe that I was selling myself so short. I couldn't believe that I got to get a job like this. So that's why adversity makes some people break or makes – some people break records. Which one are you? Just like there's two types of people out there. There's two types of people that's wanting you to succeed. There's another person out there that's wanting you to fail. Which one do you want to give the gas to? Do you want to go out there and give the gas to the person that's telling you that you couldn't do it? I told you weren't going to do nothing. You're going to be just like your daddy. You're going to be just like your mama. You're going to be just like your cousin and your auntie. And are you going to be like to that person who's looking up to you, which could be somebody in middle school, which could be somebody in high school, which could be somebody, be your little brother, your cousin, was like, man, keep going. I knew you can do it. I knew you can soar. I knew you can do it. So which one do you want to make happy? There's two types of broke. There's one person out there who's sitting on the couch that's broke, playing video games, too busy playing Halo, trying to go out there and play Madden, trying to go out there and go hoop all the time, trying to go out there and go to the mall, walk around the mall hollering at girls, knowing that they ain't got no money. There's somebody out there asking their mama for some money. There's somebody out there that's stealing money from their mama, from their grandma. There's somebody out there that's scheming right now, trying to get money from somebody, some type of way. But that's the broke that's not good. That's the broke that's not good. That's the broke that's not cool. Then there's another type of broke. There's the ambition broke. There's a broke that when people get money, they put it towards the business. Or when they get money, they put it in the plan to save up for a wedding ring for their wife one day. There's money that you save that's gonna go towards a higher purpose. And that's a good kind of broke. You can have a full-time job, pay your bills, and then put some money to the side for your business, and then that's, you know, you ain't got no money to take your lady out, but that's being broke. But that's okay, because she's going to take you out. She want to be with you, and you guys going to be all right. And that's a different kind of broke. But, hey, I can go on that all day. But right now I got one of my high school teammates is on the phone, man. It's everything, like, really happens for a reason. This guy, I've been noticing this guy on social media. He's uplifting people. This guy's in the ministry right here. His name is Stephen Ivey. Like I said, man, both came from the same high school. I want to say he was a running back as well. But I've been noticing, I've been trying to expand my show. And something that I just had a feeling that to bring him on. So hopefully if he likes what he's doing, he wants to stick around and be part of Soar Radio. So, Stephen Ivey, I'm about to bring you on, man. Hey, man, are you there?
I'm there. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm well, man. You just go ahead and let the people know who you are.
All right. Well, I'm Stephen Ivey. I'm from Oklahoma originally. I live in Fayetteville, Arkansas right now. Currently the youth pastor at St. James Missionary Baptist Church in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Razorback Land.
Yeah, they actually came down here to Lubbock and put a whooping on us down here. They put a whooping on my Red Raiders. So besides that, we're going to let you slide, all right?
Well, I'm not claiming I'm a fan. Not claiming I'm a fan, though. No.
I hear you, man. So, what's something that you want to tell the people right now? You say you're a youth pastor. Well, what is something that you want to give? Today is Wednesday. So, what's something that you can just uplift some people? What's a message that you want to bring forth, right, like to tell the people right now?
Man, it's real simple. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Be thankful. You know, it's middle of the week. Wednesday is hump day for everybody. Trying to get through the week, get to Friday so you can have your weekend. Your boss been getting on your nerves. If you're in school, teachers been getting on your nerves. So many things. And so many times we complain. It's the end of the year. Most of us had pretty cool year, but Maybe things didn't happen the way that we wanted things to happen, or maybe some of the goals that you set or resolutions that you made at the beginning of the year didn't work out like you wanted it to. And my talk or my thought for today is just be thankful. Don't focus on what hasn't happened. Be grateful and thankful for what did happen. Be grateful and thankful for what didn't happen. I won't go into detail. I might share this a little bit later, but there was a major decision I was about to make for my life, that I ended up now not going through with it. And instead of complaining about why it didn't happen or why it didn't work out, man, I'm thankful to God that it didn't work out. And so sometimes things don't work out according to plan, but it's not because it's not always bad. Sometimes it's good. And so the key of it is being thankful. Be thankful for what's going on. Don't worry about what didn't happen, because when you worry about what didn't happen, when you complain, it's a whole lot of worry in that. It's a whole lot of past. It's a whole lot of living in your past when you worry about what didn't happen and when you're complaining. But when you learn how to look at the present, look at what you have, and then stay hopeful for the future, man, it just does you a whole lot better. So be thankful.
Oh, man, I like that right there. Be thankful. It's the middle of the week, which is hump day. It's the middle of the week. Your boss might be getting on your nerves, or your friends might be getting on your nerves. So no matter what, just be thankful for what's going on, and don't worry too much. Don't worry, because worrying can bring on a problem that you might never have, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. Is there anything else that you want to share with the people, you know, before I let you go? Is there anything else? Is there like a mantra? Is there a certain Bible verse that you live by? Is there some advice that you want to give somebody that's 17 or 18 years old? Because, you know, it's November, about to be on December, and if you're a senior, you got one more semester in high school to get your FAFSA, to understand where you want to go to college. You know, it's getting down to crunch time right now. So if it's any quote that helps you get through hard times, is there something that you would like to share with the people right now?
Man, definitely. My favorite scripture is Galatians 6:9, and it says, "Let us not become weary in well doing. For at the proper time or in due season, you'll reap if you don't give up." And I think it's self-explanatory. Don't give out in doing good. Like you said, we've all gone through being a senior, had that senioritis. But don't get weary. Don't get weary. Don't get lazy. Don't do foolish stuff, man. I messed up my senior year. I started skipping classes after football season was over, and I knew I wasn't gonna not play anymore. I stopped going to class and could have messed up my graduation with absences and stuff. So don't get weary in well doing, because all of your hard work, you will reap from your hard work if you don't give up, if you don't fail.
You reap from your hard work if you don't give up, if you don't fail, because you can't really fail until you give up, right?
Right.
Right. So let's touch into this. You said that, like, you start skipping class. Let's touch into that, because a lot of people, you're not the only one. A lot of, like you said, after football season, and like after football season or any season, you know, that you participate in, that's you know, that's when it gets hard for people. You know what I mean? Because you don't have that extracurricular activity help when you stay out of trouble. So the phone.
Right.
So what's something that really got you away from like class? Or was it just the fact that you didn't have football no more, so you had some extra free time to deal with? Or was it just like the social life just kind of takes over? Because I know for me too, it was hard to go to class, but I did it anyway, because after football, I had to go play baseball. So just like in football, I had to go to class, same in baseball. So for the people who's just only playing one sport or maybe not playing a sport and find it is hard to go to class, so So, like, what's some advice would you give them to help them to keep them motivated and to keep them going to class as if they were still playing a sport?
Man, the biggest advice is real simple. Go to class. Get your butt in class because, man, I had good teachers. I had a good teacher because the specific class that I think I was, if I remember right, man, it's almost been 10 years, and it don't feel like it, but almost 10 years. And the teacher that I had, it was just a vocabulary class because by my senior year, I was in AP classes, so all my classes, I had already by my senior year took what I needed basically to graduate. It was just now, like, you got to come to school just because, you know, this is your 12th grade year, so you got to come to school. And so it was just a little vocabulary class, and I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go. And I, if I'm not mistaken, I think her class became my seventh hour, my last class of the day in place of football, because I couldn't, since I wasn't in off season, I was a senior, then I had to get another class. I couldn't just coach. They didn't let us just stay around. So, man, if hopefully, if you being a knucklehead like I was, you'll have a good teacher there to say, hey, you know, I don't want to fail you, but you're in jeopardy of failing or messing up or even messing up your GPA. Even if you don't fail and not graduate, you're in jeopardy of messing up your GPA that you worked for 4 years to keep and maintain over skipping class. So, man, be mindful of the total picture. Because I was ready to give up. I was about to give up and quit and faint and miss out on reaping the harvest from all my hard work. So keep those last 3 or 4 months, man, just keep grinding because, you know, after you get that cap and gown and walk across that stage, you'll say, man, it was all worth it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it was all worth it. And then it's like you get a different kind of respect too from your parents and from the people in the community.
Yeah,
you know, so
definitely.
So that's always good. Well, all right, Mr. Ivy, I want to say thanks, man, for having you on my show. I'm gonna give you a call a little later on the day. I'm gonna shoot you a text. Go ahead and so see if we can get some things going and talk about some things. All right.
Sounds great, man. Appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, it's all good, Mr. Ivy. You stay blessed, and I'll talk to you later on.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, you guys. Yeah, that was Stephen Ivy, youth minister right out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Just like I said, I got a feeling to just hit him up because, like, I make my decisions off of feelings, and I believe in different signs. You know, I'm a real spiritual person, and I really believe everything happens for a reason. There's always a reason for the season, and everybody that you meet adds to your life, no matter what. So that's why I say don't burn bridges. Just stay positive, do what's right, and you'll be all right. I'm sorry for everybody who was listening, wanting to hear Brian Duncan. Apparently some things came up and he shot me a text and couldn't make it. So I promised I had to have him on my show, if not the end of this week, but maybe next week. Tomorrow I got Landon Wright on my show. He was he's a former Rec'em 24/7 sports journalist down here in Lubbock, Texas. Next week I got a former Atlanta Falcon on my show on Monday. I won't give that his name right now. You got to tune into the show to listen to see which former Atlanta Falcon I'm going to have on. And then next week also is Thanksgiving, so I might not be able to give you guys so much time next week because, you know, I got to take care of my family. I got to take care of my family, take care of my city, take care of my girl, and be so thankful for what I have. You know what I mean? So hope you guys enjoyed my show. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. And don't forget, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. And don't forget, it's why you want to do that Wednesday. But most importantly, it's why you want to stay Wednesday. So if the person you're hanging with today is out there doing something negative and you know you want to do something great with your life, then I'm sorry. Then you got to tell them, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to move on. When you get your act together, then maybe we can hang out together. But until then, I'm going to hang around somebody that's doing the same thing that I'm doing, because you want to know why? Positive things happen to positive people. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. And I'm the owner and sole creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully. My name is Pete. Pete. Some people call me Petey Pete, or some people just call me straight up Pete Richardson. No matter what it is, just call me. You can call me anything. I'm the same dude. I'm the same cat. Doesn't really matter. You know what I'm talking about? So that's what I'm energy with today. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. No matter what you do, if you're going through something hard, just pray, just like that. And I'm out. You guys have a wonderful day.